As spring draws near, the Albany Common Council will be evaluating capital funding requests from city departments. The council will analyze nearly $19 million in bond requests. Jack Flynn represents the 8th Ward.
So basically what the Common Council does is we get a bunch of bonds from the mayor's office and the treasurer's office, and we have the heads of the departments come during a week, usually 5:30 at City Hall, and we ask them to justify the reason for the money. Some of them can take 5 minutes to discuss. Some can take an hour to discuss. Some are pretty easy. Some are, you know, some are necessities. Some are things, you know, that we don't put in the budget.
The council, which has several new faces after November's elections, will consider outstanding balances and bonds previously authorized. The city wants to borrow to fund more than 20 initiatives, including $5 million related to the Rapp Road landfill. Discussions about the landfill closing go back to the early 1990s. It's expected to be at capacity within 5 years. The city has been developing post-closure disposal options. In May 2017, Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan announced a series of solid waste management plan community meetings on the heels of news that the city had put out a request for proposals for a proposed solid waste transfer station. Sheehan noted the importance that residents have a good solid background and history of the process.
How we do it, the steps that we take, the costs associated with it. And so as we plan for a future without our landfill, we thought it was really important that we start by providing a common understanding of how solid waste management works in the city, what it costs, and then to talk about what some possibilities are by looking at what's happening in other communities across the state and how it's done in other places. So these meetings are really important because it gives our property owners, our residents, the ability to get that common understanding and help to provide input with respect to how we move forward.
In December, Sheehan's chief of staff, Brian Shea, told the Times Union 5 entities responded to the city's RFP. Councilman Flynn advises interested citizens to attend evening council meetings.
It's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, usually finance meetings, law meetings. The Common Council has, I believe, 9 committees that that's when we actually discuss a lot. And that's where, like, the public can actually come in to those meetings and actually voice their opinion, like more of a dialogue. As you know, the meetings on Monday night is just public hearing. But if they come to meetings Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, they actually get to engage back and forth with the council members on a lot of the issues. So a lot of people don't realize why did we vote for something? They don't realize that we've already been to a lot of other meetings besides just the Monday night meeting.
Weekday meetings are at 5:30 p.m. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.